Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 940. New this morning, the Harris campaign announcing it raised $310 million in July. That's the biggest amount so far in the 2024 campaign cycle. And I think we're breaking some records here, too, with this announcement. Samantha Manning joins us now in Washington. Good morning, Samantha. Are you able to break down the fundraising for us?
Yeah, good morning, Christine. So it's not only the biggest amount of the Democratic campaign so far, it's more than double what former President Donald Trump has raised. So more than $200 million of the total haul came in the week after President Biden had said back on July 21st that he was ending his reelection campaign and endorsed the vice president. Many Democrats had told pollsters, of course, they were concerned about President Biden's age. And so Harris's ascent has really been giving a big jolt of fundraising energy. Two-thirds of the money that Harris raised in July came from first-time donors, and that's according to the campaign. So it's really an indication of the momentum that Harris has been building after President Biden dropped out of the race. Some 94% of the donations were under $200. So, you know, minor donations per person. But when we look at the total number, we're looking at a lot of people really investing in this.
So it's really a grassroots campaign. And we know that the campaign of former President Trump and J.D. Vance are requesting that the FTC look into the transfer of monies from the Biden campaign to the Harris campaign. But it looks like she may not even need that.
Right. At this point, she is really the momentum is showing that it's soaring right now. A lot of people are getting on board, and it really looks like President Biden dropping out is what the Democrats needed to get this jolt of energy and to get that fundraising going.
And Samantha, any updates on the search for her VP candidate?
Yeah. So the law firm hired by the Harris campaign to, you know, look into potential vice presidential candidates, they say they've completed their work. So that means the final decision right now is really squarely in the hands of Vice President Harris. She's blocked off several hours on her calendar this weekend to meet with the men that are being considered to join the ticket. That's according to two people who have viewed her schedule and spoke on the condition of anonymity, right? Because they want to be really careful right now until she officially announces it. The Harris campaign has suggested that we'll likely hear the decision by Tuesday evening. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, finding out very soon. The vice president and her, you know, whoever she'll be picking to be her running mate, will begin a 5-day tour of presidential battleground states starting in Philadelphia. Of course, the big names that we know it's been narrowed down to: Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona, and also Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg his name's been thrown out there. So we'll hopefully be finding out very soon.
Samantha, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to. Any predictions?
So I think Andy Beshear has a very, very big shot here. And it's because he's a Democrat who's won twice in a very red state, right? And when we're looking at such a competitive race right now, I think that would be a very big potential. Senator Mark Kelly, though, Arizona also has a lot to offer, certainly when we're talking about issues with the border. So if I were to guess, I'd say maybe between the two of them. But, you know, of course, we will find out on Tuesday.
Yes. And I've heard a lot of people say that Pete Buttigieg is kind of owed the position, although I don't know that that really plays a part in it. I'm going to go with Mark Kelly. So we'll see next week.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Samantha Manning, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks. We'll continue our coverage of You Decide 2024 all through the campaign period. You can find the latest information at WOKV.com. The Democratic National Convention will get underway in just a few weeks.